Welcome to another real fake episode of Ninja Consultant. I think it's episode 94.
Only if we do the intro for episode 93 some other time.
We just did, didn't we? That was 92, 93, 90. This is 94.
Okay, 94, fine.
All right.
I'm Sausage Mahoney.
I don't have a fake name I can come up with on the spot.
You should always have one.
I know, but you've been
using that. We need to work on this. We really do.
On my lying routine?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
When you spot me in the middle of the line, and then I say, oh, good, you found the bathroom.
Right.
And like, then you're like,
No, I
do. Wait a minute. Yes. It's not convincing. We really need to work on that.
I'm a horrible liar, and I can't keep secrets. You knew that going into this marriage.
That's true.
Nobody tell me secrets.
I knew it in that way that all of my secrets were immediately revealed to everyone.
If not broadcast.
All over the internet.
It's true. I'm tweeting them right now.
There aren't any left for you to tweet.
Here's another random ass recording that I happen to have. This one, I do talk on it. And so does Evan Minto, briefly. This is a recording from a New York Comic Con, not the 2010 one. I think it's from 2009.
Good, good.
Or 2008. Which one was the
timely
one? I never used it, though. Which one is the... Do you remember which year was the year the Gundam creator came?
I do think that was 2009.
Yoshiko Tomino.
It wasn't last year.
No, it wasn't.
So...
I recorded part of the Q&A session. And I also, like, comment on...
That's what you're putting up?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's disappointing.
This is like the dregs.
It is.
The dregs of Ninja Consult.
I'm scraping the bottom of my hard drive.
As we... Oh, what rough podcast slouches its way into... 100th episode anniversary. This is so embarrassing.
Our 100th episode will be something really good. We'll probably also have to have like 3 episodes before that that are
our 100th
real.
Episode should just be listener complaints.
That'd be awesome.
I can't believe you dragged it out for so long.
If you're listening to this and we haven't reached 100 episodes yet, you should totally write us email complaining about how bad this is, and then we'll read them in episode 99.
Oh, it's not funny.
You can't see Noah rolling his eyes because it's radio.
But I'm rolling them. I'm rolling them as hard as I can.
You watched Gundam Unicorn?
Yes.
What do you think of that noise? I mean, we only saw the first 3 episodes, and I think 4 is out now.
4 is out? You know, a lot of ins, a lot of outs. I'm not a huge Gundam fan. But those things that Gundam does, it does... well enough, I think.
I liked it. I liked it a lot in the first 2 episodes. By 3, I was sort of like, eh. I kind of thought it would end with 3. I don't know why. Just because 3 were out. And when it didn't end, it's like, to be continued. I'm like, oh, this keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah. It still is probably shorter than most Gundam series.
Probably.
I don't really know that much about Gundam. And I definitely didn't at that New York Comic Con. Like, I didn't know all the characters have hilarious names. Although I found out writing for Shelf Life.
Mm.
So some things that may seem like old hat to other Gundam viewers seem new to me in Gundam Unicorn. Kind of. Enjoy. Woo! Hey, there we go. Now we're talking. Oh my god. It's true. Okay, so I'm sitting here at New York Anime Festival, and I'm with Evan from the Annie Gamers podcast.
Hello. AnnieGamers.com. We're a blog and a podcast.
You might remember from when Daryl stole all their audio from their Otakon panel, which he's done to me.
Bastard.
But you're okay with that, right? Except for you call him a bastard.
No, it's all cool, actually. It's free advertisement, which we're all good with.
I'm always disappointed, though, because then I don't know how many listeners I had, because I can't, like, look at the downloads.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't think it actually, like, successfully pinged my feed, so I don't really know how many people listen to it.
Yeah, exactly, unless Daryl bothers to tell you. We also have Caleb Dunaway here.
Hi, I'm on a podcast.
This is your first convention ever for some reason?
Yes, this is probably because I don't know. I think I might be a fake anime fan.
But you love Moe, so you're clearly a real anime fan.
I can't figure that makes me a real anime fan or a fake anime fan. Neither can I figure out if liking like super violent shows like Hokuto no Ken, where everybody gets beaten up to a pulp, also makes me a real anime fan. So therefore, I figure we're all like fake anime fans at some point in time.
Okay, we're at the... with the Toshimo, the creator of Gundam's Q&A session. See if I'm still getting decent sound.
And now,
I think so.
I'm your moderator this afternoon. My name is Mark Simmons. And I've been asked to just make a couple of very quick announcements. And now, there's no further stolen. A man who I can tell needs no further introduction to all of you, the director, Mr. Yoshiyuki Tomino! We have a few comments that were, a few questions that were submitted online by members of the Anime News Network forums. We're going to start off with those, and in the meantime, anyone who has a question or who comes up with a question, we ask that you line up in the middle here. And after we go through a couple of the online questions, we'll move on to the audience. So, think what you would like to ask.
You the open Q&A. Noah is very angry that I didn't. I said there would be no open Q&A, that it would all be pre-submitted questions. He was shaking his finger at me in an angry fashion.
Do you have a question you want to ask?
Our first question, which was submitted by BCD Masumune, is what do you believe made Gundam such an important cultural icon for Japan? There's a full-size Gundam statue, its impact on mech anime, and so forth. How does it make you feel as its creator?
You know, after seeing the life-size statue of Gundam in Shiokaze Park, which overlooks Tokyo Bay, I just felt like it renewed the sense of obligation that I have to provide a very clear message in whatever work that I wish to pursue in the future.
Okay, now our next question from CTM42. A theme in Gundam is that understanding one another can act as a path to peace. Do you hold out hope that humans will ever stop fighting each other? Do you believe it is necessary for humans to make a permanent peace with one another in order to truly evolve as a species? Or is war a necessary evil that spurs the human race on to keep surviving?
You know, I really personally feel that war is not a necessary existence. However, given the current political climate and also the economic picture of the world, unfortunately, I feel that war will continue to go on for some time. And it may continue to take on new form as well, and it may be a concept that's hard for many of you to understand, but yes, I feel that unfortunately war will be in our lives for a very long time. I'd like to move on to actually the audience questions since they themselves here today.
Okay. All right, let's begin.
At the end of Char's counterattack.
Tomino also laughs.
Char says something to Amuro along the lines of, Lala Sung could have bit my mother. What do you mean by that?
So you say you see the problem, and then I'm not sure if you're in the same way.
I actually believe that in each one of you exists a creator of your own right, and I actually don't remember completely coming up with a concept for that, so I would like to leave that up to you to decide what that meant.
due to various issues, Salem was not able to appear in the show, except for a brief cameo. Had those issues not been in place, how do you feel Zeta, which turned out was the presence of Salem, who is a big important character in the first year?
So, in that question is?
I'm sorry, it's been a while. I remember the Zeta Gundam story. I really can't answer that question, I'm sorry. Oh, wait a second, I think I remember. I have a vague memory that to allow him more airtime, as it were, would have complicated the plot even further, and that was a decision that was made not to include it in the story more. という4本くらいの作品を作られたんですけど、 それによってもうガンダムという話は完結されたんですか、それともまだまだこれからガンダム世界を広めようと思っていますでしょうか。
自分の死んだ後のことを考えたくないです。
Not here. She's arrived.
Well, I hate to make any comments about anything that might happen to me after, happen to this world after my death, so I don't think I can adequately comment on that. Which means that Gundam will probably continue on for another 23 years.
Being like the father current of Young Robots as it is today, where do you see the mecha franchise as a whole, not just Super Robots and Real, where do you see that going down the line? See it becoming more popular, less popular, or remaining the same, along the same like popular right now?
Okay, the question was, where does Bruno-san see the mecha genre going? Will it become more popular, less popular, about the same?
I think that depending on how it's created will come to tell whether the popularity will continue or not. And having not being able to see into the future, I don't think I can adequately comment on where it will go from now, but it will definitely depend on those who are creating it. And as you know, we live in a capitalist society right now, which is based on the market. So it, in part, depends on all of you to help keep this going.
From a visual mechanics design perspective, which Gundam series was your favorite?
Disappointing because this old man is answering the same, asking the same question anyone would ask.
Very graciously, thank you for coming to New York to visit. And then, from a mecha design perspective, the question was in all the Gundam series, which is favorite series, and which specific model suit?
まず、よく言われたありがとうございます。その一応メーカーデザインの点から言えば、どのガンダムシリーズ、まだどのモービルスーツが一番お好きですか？
あまり具体策はありませんが、何度も言われていることを質問なので確認していますと、ビクトリーガンダムでスケールダウンしたということで、実は、実際に作るならば、ビクトリーガンダムの12メートルから13メートルが一番理想的な大きさだろうと思いますので、あの形を一番、気に入っていると言えば気に入っています。
Well, I don't really want to answer that question, but since I've been asked it so often, let me give you a little bit of my thought process. In V Gundam, Victory Gundam, where they produce the scaled down mobile suits, I think it's the most logical and most realistic if we were to actually create mobile suits. And, you know, their height is about 12 or 13 meters, which is roughly about 35, 40 feet in length. And so if I had to choose, I would say that that's the ones that I like the most.
Yes, in the last year, I made one of the suits. I made one of the suits.ただイベントとしてはとてもいい大きさだったというふうにも理解しています。
So when they actually created a one-to-one scale for the anniversary event, what we found out through that was that it's still too big and very unwieldy and problematic in its construction, and yet those on the event promotion side say, no, this is the perfect height. Thank you.
Tono-san has worked with a late director named Taro Nagahama. And the question was, is there anything he could tell us about his experiences?
So actually, I worked with director Nagahama for several years before Gundam, and what I learned from him most was how to create a sense of right in stories aimed towards children. So when creating works for children, it should not be biased in one way or another, or leaning more in a political sense or anything like that, but to provide a very pure and good story.